for DJC.
For CPA, how you doing, Larry?
David, how you doing? I'll answer the most anything. I guess you're going to or coming from Tennessee?
Surprise, no. I'm actually going to pick up some pizza.
4 o'clock is kind of early for pizza, but we ate at Texas Roadhouse today, so I'm not hungry right now.
We eat an early supper. We don't really eat lunch, and just kind of have a snack and then eat an early supper. And so I really only eat two meals a day.
We used to have, we called it lupper. We'd have kind of a late lunch, but we've been eating kind of a light lunch now. We only eat one, have a little bit of breakfast in the morning and lunch, and that's about it. We don't eat a whole lot after 5 o'clock by having a little snack or something. Just it's hard for me to eat very late anymore. If I eat after 7 o'clock, cause I'm just miserable, it seems like.
Well, it works out good for us, so. And I finally got my radio in my new 4Runner. I put it in yesterday and finished up yesterday evening.
It's been a long time. It's probably been a month or so since I talked to you about anything, I guess. But you got a new 4Runner. That's you still driving your Mustang?
Now I sold it to Carvana, and already had my 4Runner, so I was moving the Mustang around in the driveway. And but anyway, but that was just for a couple of weeks. But then I just kind of drug my feet putting the radio in this vehicle, mainly because of the antenna, but I put the antenna I had on the Mustang on. Well, there goes somebody's hubcap. Oops, too bad. I put it on my on this vehicle, but it won't go in the garage. But this vehicle has a tilt over. You lift it up and tilt it over feature, so that's what I'm doing right now. But I've got another antenna on order, but it's not going to be here till yet or late March.
Those new 4Runners, those things are nice. They're huge compared to what the old ones were. I know I looked at a couple and they're just too big for us to drive. We don't need anything quite that big. We run over curbs in our cord now and I'd be tearing down stop signs if I had something that big. Yeah, I had a friend of mine. It's been a number of years ago, I guess. David had one of those motorized antennas that you could lift up the trunk and it fold down into the trunk. I don't remember what Diamond or Comet made it. Somebody made one. One of those two Japanese manufacturers had one like that, I think, if I remember correctly. It's a pretty neat setup. But, a lot of these cars were like the cord. This guy had a lot of aluminum on it. I think it's got aluminum hood. I don't know about trunk. It's hard to get a good ground on some of the cars now, and, especially with all the electronic stuff that's on them now to keep it from interfering with your control modules.
I'm in the real noisy area of Wade Hampton, so I don't know if you can hear me or not.
You had a little bit of picket fence in there, but other than that, it was fine.
Well, roger on the picket fence. And I've done it again, and I was talking on the radio, and I missed my turn.
I don't have radio in the car, because I'd be driving around in a circle, forgetting where I was going, I guess. But I'll let you get back to driving then, but glad to hear you got the 4Runner. That's a nice car. My son got a new Toyota pickup earlier this year. He had to wait on his, though, to get one. He didn't get anything real fancy, but he got a real nice extended cab, three-door type extended cab Tacoma. He really likes it. This ain't a lot bigger than his old truck was. It's almost as big as a full-size truck. It's got a lot of nice stuff on it. I'll let you get back to what you're doing, maybe catch you on the way back, maybe. Good talking to you. I hope you're doing well. KB4CBA and 4DJC.
Good, I hope you are, and yeah, I'm on the right road now. Oh, me. Well, you have a good afternoon and evening, and we'll talk to you later, Jerry. Always a pleasure. You take care, KB4CBA Mobile.
Have a good one. N4DJC, clear.